India dodges a bullet. Despite one country's sketchy reputation, one church planning movement is gaining ground, and a Ukrainian seminary is inviting you to celebrate with them this month. It's all coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. India's breathing a sigh of relief. The last time a storm the size of Cyclone Phalen hit, 10,000 people died. This time, due to evacuations, the loss of life was kept to a minimum. But now, the real challenges start. Gospel for Asia's Danny Puneau says most survivors didn't have homes, farms, or jobs to go back to. So, they wait.
When you have that many people in relief camps that close together, the possibility for disease to spread is pretty serious.
GFA has an assessment team on the ground, but it's going to take some time to strategize an effective long-term plan. In the meantime, even though they've lost everything, the church is responding to the emergency.
They are doing what they can to serve people because they may be the only ones who actually have any sense of hope in a kind of disaster like this.
Now, you might be thinking, what does this got to do with me? It's a gospel point. Pray, give, or go.
If we aren't concerned and we don't allow our hearts to break, what happens is you do that long enough and your heart becomes numb to anything that God is trying to stir you with.
Next, your prayers are needed for Christians in Burma. Vision Beyond Borders says an assistant pastor in Kachin State has been killed by Burma's army. In the same village, a reverend and seven others were tortured inside a church. According to a VBB contact, over 50 people are still being held captive in the village today. Ask the Lord to set these people free. Pray no more harm comes to the villagers. Find more on the story at our website. This is Mission Network News. According to the United Nations, Honduras has the world's highest murder rate. The government says it's partly due to the rampant drug trade and partly to poverty. Even though it's risky, Christian Aid Mission, your link to Indigenous Mission, supports a ministry there, the Prince of Peace Mission. With their help, the believers have planted 35 churches in rural areas. You can help make a difference with them. Know how? We'll provide the details in the story at our website. Meanwhile, you can help extend the celebration of a seminary in Eastern Europe. Ukraine's Irpin Biblical Seminary is celebrating its biggest enrollment in 22 years. Spokesman Joel Griffith says Slavic Gospel Association is a big supporter of the school.
We're just rejoicing because it means that new churches are going to be having these trained workers that are solidly trained in the Word of God.
Many students become pastors while others play a different role in full-time ministry.
They serve in whatever the door of the Lord opens. Some are involved in Christian education, children's ministry, youth ministry. Others have been trained as worship leaders.
All of Irpin's students are connected by a common need. Prayer.
Pray for God's protection and anointing on the students and the faculty, the teachers. If they want to find out how they can help support some of these students, they can just take a peek at our website at sga.org.
We'll connect you at our website. And want to stop world hunger? Tomorrow is World Food Day, recognized to raise awareness of the issue. The UN reports that there are more than 800 million people who suffer from chronic undernourishment. Food for the Hungry has been trying to change that through their annual Hunger Fund Drive. President of FH, Keith Wright.
The Hunger Fund campaign is Food for the Hungry's annual drive to fund projects that address issues of hunger around the world.
This year, FH is blessed. They've been awarded a matching grant, but not your typical dollar-for-dollar match.
We're able to leverage every dollar donated by 22 times.
Food for the Hungry isn't only addressing physical hunger,
but also spiritual hunger. All of our work is really undergirded by focus on biblical worldview, so that people aren't just getting more to eat, but doing so out of obedience to God's call for them. It's a great way to have an impact, to advance the kingdom.
Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Do you sometimes think that you've disappointed God? With your best gift, M&N will send you the book, The God Who Walks Beside Us by David Roper. He tells us in spite of our setbacks, failures, and disappointments, God is there, ready to use us. Get your copy at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.